So welcome to another edition of J&J. This is a special edition. We're coming to you from Block 1912, right beside the Princess Theater. Jordan wasn't able to make it this time, so it's more J and K, I guess. I guess you could introduce yourself, Karen. Welcome to a Slider edition of J&J.
Thank you, Jay. This is like a dream come true, as you know. When this movie came out, I pitched myself at you, say, please have me on to talk about this movie. So do you want me to say who I am?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so my name is Karen Unland. I'm a journalism educator and consultant. That's what it says on my business cards now. I teach journalism at McEwen University. I teach senior reporting and news production to the last group of diploma students to go through journalism. And we make westedmontonlocal.ca. I'll put a plug in there. And then I also consult about journalism and give workshops and speeches and one-on-one consultations about how to do it in the 21st century.
So the perfect person to talk about page one. What is it called? It's called Page One, Behind the New York Times, right?
Inside the New York Times.
Inside the New York Times, yes. Okay. So why don't we just dive right into it? Karen, what were your overall thoughts of the movie? What did you think? It's more of a documentary style than I was expecting, but...
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a documentary, kind of a year in the life of the New York Times, and it was a really interesting year because it was the year that WikiLeaks happened. It was the year that the Times went behind a paywall. It was a year that Bill Keller was coming into his own as executive editor. It was a year that, like, so much happened in the news and in the news business. The Tribune Company blowing up, all this stuff happened while these guys were filming this documentary, so they really got a front row seat to some of the most interesting things happening in the history of journalism. And I loved this documentary, but I would. And I was trying to think of it while we were watching it, how I could evaluate it, because I would watch a live feed of the inside of the New York Times newsroom with no editing and no art, right? Like, I love watching the sausage being made. And this is a movie about sausage making.
Yeah.
You get to see a lot of editorial decisions being made and candid discussions and gallows humor and like all kinds of stuff about how the news gets made. And I love that because I worked in a newsroom. I worked at the Edmonton Journal, in the Edmonton Journal newsroom for 14 years, and I worked in other newsrooms before that, and it's my natural habitat and I love it. So anytime I get to have a glimpse of it, I eat it up. I honestly can't tell you if normal people would like this movie as much as I did, but I liked it a lot.
Well, I don't know how normal I am, but I quite enjoyed it too. Like you were saying, it's the sausage being made. It was very inside. There was many, many candid discussions about things. I don't think some of the things that they maybe even like normally would have got on camera at all. Like, there was some very, very... even in regards to some news stories that they had to bleep out some things. It was very, very candid. And, like I said, I don't know how normal I am, but I quite enjoyed it too. It was very interesting look at one of the biggest media companies in the world. Like, very big. I don't know much more to say about it. I mean, who would you recommend this to? You said it's kind of hard because you have that inside look, being from the Journal, being from that world almost. So would you recommend it to other journalists, or would somebody like, I don't know, like one of your siblings, or one of your kids maybe even, would you think they'd be into it as much? Or
I don't think my brother would like it. My brother's he's a construction guy, contract worker, and he would probably not like it that much, but he might, you know, because there. I mean, if you get past the just what probably sounds boring to some people, it's a documentary about a newspaper. The characters in there are so vivid, especially David Carr, and but others also. You're just they're riveting, and they're well shot too, and it's edited well, so it's interesting. It's just interesting to watch these extremely interesting people, and they're dripping with intelligence and insight and perceptiveness. And even if you don't agree with them, just about everybody in this movie is so smart. I love listening to smart people.
Yes. Well, like you said, David Carr, I fell in love with the man. He is, like you said, dripping with intelligence is the perfect way to put it. He's such a smart man, and so full of history too. He says in the movie how he was once a crack addict. There was that clip from the Colbert Report that they have, where he compares being a crack addict and being a New York Times journalist, and I thought that was perfect. I love that. And you're right, the characters are wonderful. You're right, though. It would be a little tough to kind of get people past that. It's a documentary about inside of a newspaper. I think if you sat down, a lot of people sat down and watched it, though, it's extremely interesting. I am not big into media or newspapers. I mean, obviously we're trying some new media here, Jordan and I, but it was fascinating just to see what goes on behind those closed doors. So do you think, I think it would be easy to take a DVD of this and put it into the DVD player and say, okay, mom, dad, or okay, significant other, sit down and watch this. This is interesting. But I think it's definitely a harder pull to get people into the theater for this movie. We were even talking with the concession guy afterwards, and he was going, I thought there'd be more people here. Yeah.
I think that's true. I think that the natural audience for this is small. But every journalist in Edmonton should be down here watching this movie, right? Like, it's not only because it's got important things to say about the future of journalism and the future of print and all that kind of stuff, but nobody likes talking shop more than journalists. And so if you can just sit there and watch people talk shop, it's riveting. For people like me, it's riveting stuff. It's not the kind of movie where you would say you have to see this in the theater. I mean, it's cool to see it on a bigger screen because you see the scale, appreciate the scale of that newsroom. It's so big and shiny. But it's also good on Netflix, also good on DVD. Like, it would be fine.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, that's Karen and I's kind of short review, our slider episode of Page One. Feel free to listen to the larger episodes. And Karen, I'd really, really want to thank you for coming on. We're going to have you on for a full episode sometime. I definitely want to have you on for a full episode. It was great to get kind of your inside opinion of kind of how this affects the journalists of here in town. And I love that you said all the journalists here in town should be coming down to see the movie. By the time this comes out, I'm sure there'll be at least 3 or 4 days left. If not, I'm sure they might have it over for another week, so there might be even 2 weeks left of the Princess's run of Page One. So be sure to go check it out. Thanks you once again, Karen, for being on the show.
Total pleasure. Thank you.